Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Melillo scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Kress moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Burns reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Storti moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards third. Storti catches it and throws to first to double up Blue. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Kress throws the ball into Storti, who tags Fonseca trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sullivan scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Stiles takes first base on ball four. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Storti moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti scores. Burns moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Shult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shult scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosselin moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shult. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sissel moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stiles hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Shultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Shultz moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shultz who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Fonseca scores. One out. It's 8-5, Browns. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts for an out with unknown description. Farrell moves to third. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stiles strikes out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Benny Tate. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Jim Moore. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 Browns. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bill Norman pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norman scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.